All right, this is going to be rather interesting, people. I smelled a strange burning smell, and I walk over to this dumpster, and I find, after I interviewed him, Jake Durden pass out and a magic man sitting here.
You know, there's nowhere I can go around here that Retro Rick doesn't come want to bother me. What do you want now? It's every time. Yeah, I mean, I know we're, you know, Durden's taking a nap. I'm sitting here having a smoke, and I'm sitting here wondering, you know, what goes wrong with Metro Pro Wrestling? You know, I get Dan Ross and I have been going around, and they keep putting us up against these people. I don't understand. What do you want?
Well, I was going to ask you this with Jake Durden now. I mean, we've seen him in Metro Pro. He was in the Metro Pro Royale. He, you know, we came to know who he was last month. And now he's kind of teamed up with you and Dan. Is this like, are you managers of both of these guys now?
Well, you know, the Magic Man's got a lot of cards out there on the table. And Magic Man has a lot of things going on secretly behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about. But yes, it is, go ahead and make it official. Yes, I will let you know that, yes, Dirty Jake Durden is an associate of mine, and he is a good friend of mine. And I just know that once in a while, you know, he gets a little distracted, he gets down on his luck and everything. And I'm going to help keep him in focus, just like I got Danimal Dan Walsh in focus to take care of business here in Metro Pro.
Well, I have to question their focus, because we saw them in a tag match tonight against Derek Stone and Ricky Cruz, and they came out on a losing end of that.
Yeah, you know, and Ricky Cruz, you know, you have to watch it out when you come in there and you got your stuff in the locker room and everything, because those guys from Puerto Rico, they'll steal your jewelry, they'll steal your wallet, they'll steal your wrestling license. They'll get in your luggage and that, man, look around and see if you got any money or credit cards in there. Oh, yeah, man, phone cards, they'll steal your phone. Yeah, I don't like working with. I don't like being on the show people like that.
Okay, well, how about later in the night when Mark Sterling and Jeremy Wyatt, with their upcoming battle for the title, they got to choose each other's opponents, and Dan Walsh was chosen to face Wyatt, and again came out on a losing end. Although afterward there was this, Sterling came out and like your guys and Sterling all were attacking Wyatt.
I don't know why you bring up such things as that. You know, like I tried telling you a minute ago, the Magic Man's playing a lot of magic cards all around the business. I got things going on that none of you idiot fans out there would know anything about. So you're going to have to keep an eye on and see what happens next, because I know for a fact that Jeremy Wyatt is going to be taught a lesson once and for all.